Most of the Midwest here today is going to experience a little bit of a better weather pattern relative to that of late last week and during the weekend when remnants of Tropical Storm Bill was moving through the region. We do have a lot of rivers and streams still in flood stage this morning and will likely stay that way through a fair amount of this week. The rain totals across a big part of the lower Midwest were rather impressive over the past 7 days, running anywhere from 2 to 6 inches and localized amounts even greater than that, getting upwards over 6 inches in quite a few areas. And it looks as though the forecast is not going to promote additional moderate to heavy rainfall until we get to later this week. So we'll have a few days in which the moisture situation can improve. Topsoil will likely firm up in areas that drain real well. But we will likely see at least a little bit of additional shower and thunderstorm activity occurring periodically during this first half of the week. The precipitation will be most significant Thursday and Friday across the lower Midwest, at which time a cool front will likely push through the region from north to south. The remaining moisture that's in the atmosphere from all this previous rain and the feedback moisture occurring from the warm temperatures evaporating moisture from the soil will help to feed the thunderstorms that are likely to occur as cooler air moves across the region. Again, this will be late in the week, so until we get to that point in time, there should be some improving river and stream conditions as well as some areas out there in the fields. Now, low-lying areas in particular will have a hard time draining out this week, but we'll keep a close eye on that. With the heavier rain coming back later in the week, there may be a further delay in any kind of late season farming activity that's still prevailing. The temperatures across the Midwest this morning are very warm across the region. We're seeing temperatures running mostly in the 70s across the region, and it looks as though as we go through the next several days, our daily high temperatures will run mostly upper 70s through the 80s. There may even be some lower 90s in the southern parts of the region, which will help to promote fast drying conditions across the region. But as far as setting the stage for any kind of serious dryness across the region, that doesn't seem to be very likely. There's a lot of talk out there today about the ridge of high pressure that's advertised to build up over western parts of North America as we move forward through this latter part of this week and into next week. The ridge is certainly significant and is to be expected. It looks like it's going to be very comfortable hanging out over the western parts of North America for a while because that's where all the dryness is. But as time moves along, we'll probably see the ridge shift into the plains, and we'll keep a close eye on that. But nothing like that will take place over this next 10-day period. Most of the Midwest will likely stay far removed from the ridge of high pressure and will actually benefit from it in the sense of having a northwesterly flow pattern aloft evolving over time. That will generate a little bit of milder temperatures periodically and help to generate a few showers and thunderstorms, but no more of this heavier rain that we've seen here recently. So the bottom line should be really quite favorable for most of the crops across the region. And Midwest nighttime temperatures should cool back into mostly upper 50s and 60s as we go through a big part of the coming week. There will be some additional lower 70s in the south, but at the moment, not terribly concerned about the lack of cooling at night, but we'll keep an eye on that as we get closer to the reproductive process. And it looks as though weather overseas has continued to show improvements with all the areas that were running dry in many locations a week or so ago are now in much better shape. Western Australia received rain over the weekend, improving their wheat, barley, and canola, and eastern parts of the country benefited from similar conditions earlier last week. India's monsoon is advancing relatively well, and China's dry areas have a good chance for some rain later this week, and it looks like Germany will get some rain as well.